Every story starts with a dream. A dream of someone wanting more. A dream of a life that might feel so unrealistic right now, yet you know deep down in your soul you're destined for. My name is Claire Markwick, accountant, business coach, affiliate marketer, mum, wife, and woman with a dream. A fierce dream rising up within me. A dream that fires my soul and a dream I am committed to making a reality. Fierce Woman Rising is a podcast that celebrates those with a dream. Those courageous enough to think outside their current reality and make what's in your heart come true. If I've learned one thing over the years, it's that the only surefire way of staying stuck in a stale, mediocre life is believing that's all you're capable of. Believing your own bullshit excuses and not finding the strength to stretch beyond them. I held myself back. I played safe. I stayed where I was for far too long, but not anymore. I want a life of passion, of fun, adventure, laughter, love. I want deep conversations, belly laughs, health, strength, balance. I want confidence, sexiness, fulfillment, and the money to do as we please without limitation. I want the life of my dreams, so I'm here creating it, and I want that for you too. So welcome, my friend, to Fierce Woman Rising, the show that awakens your mind and kickstarts your action to creating the life you love. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fierce Woman Rising podcast. Today, I am sharing a conversation, which is one of those spontaneous things that just kind of happen in the moment. And before you know it, you're talking such gold. You're so grateful. I was so grateful that I pressed the record button at the beginning of our conversation. Today, I am introducing you to a beautiful woman called Ebony Sheridan. Now, Ebony is in my Enagic community, and we connected via one of our online groups where we were talking about the benefits of the Kangen water and how it's helped our health or helped our business. I was just putting a call out for people, and I've connected with Ebony, and her story is incredible. She is a hairdresser who had a business that was growing exponentially. It was giving her an amazing income, and was really, you know, was a business that she absolutely loved and was absolutely thriving in. And then COVID hit. And like so many non-essential small businesses in Australia through those COVID years, it really hurt. And it forced her to have to really rethink, what am I actually here for? How am I going to make this work? And how can I continue to support my family? So she took that opportunity to completely reinvent how she operated her hairdressing business, and now integrating Enagic into that, her story is absolutely incredible. So I am delighted to share this with you today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. So you're a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And you're in Enagic as well.
Yes.
Like, where did all that happen?
So it probably has to stem back to when I first got introduced to it, 2020. Ash McNulty is my sponsor in all of this. Awesome. And originally I looked at it and going, oh yeah, that'd be nice, have a bit more extra money and that sort of stuff. But I kind of disregarded it because I was actually doing really well with my salon. I was sort of growing a team, all that sort of things out where we live. So I kind of just pushed it to the side, and it wasn't until the whole COVID border situation happened, where I live in New South Wales, but my salon lived in Queensland.
Right.
And I wasn't essential. There was a point where I literally had to pack up my part of my life and move over with my parents for about 3 weeks just so that I could keep my salon running. There was a point where our local area had pretty much shut down, and the closest point from where we lived to the next town that actually was the reason that it happened is an hour and a bit away. And there's nothing in between there. So for us to use our local area as a hub, it was quite devastating, because it was like, how am I meant to physically make this happen? Because none of the girls were qualified at that stage. Mm. This was in September 21, where I pretty much decided I had to close.
Wow.
Because how can you physically just keep going emotionally and mentally and all that sort of stuff when, like, even sales were down like by 60% to keep start rolling around? Like, it came to a point, and literally I was emotionally and probably physically exhausted because I was in my second trimester after having three miscarriages. So it
Jeez.
was very tolling. As much as we were kind of like the glue that probably held a lot of people together because we got several hours, like probably 8 hours a day of people going, oh, this is such a bad thing, or how are you doing this? Like, it's affecting our businesses and stuff like that. So we got the brunt of it.
I didn't even think of that side of it. Like you're like playing counselor to like all your clients and everything as well.
Not qualified to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it pretty much took me 3 weeks and I'm like, I can't do this, and pretty much went home. My parents, obviously living on the Queensland side, they packed up the salon because it was mum's building. So I was very fortunate with that. My husband was still managing to be able to cross border because he was a manager. So that was his only way. And even during that time, we weren't really allowed to see each other because he was sort of infected and all that sort of shit. Scenario. So I ended up getting rid of the girls. And then from that journey, being pregnant, all that sort of stuff, I sort of had to restart again. And
Wow.
I opened up a home space, and which kind of made sense. It made sense having a little baby that was due in the March of 22, that it was just perfectly timed. Like, I have to thank the universe for like going, okay, kind of needed it. Like, I really
Sometimes
needed
it just gives us these little
it.
nudges, doesn't it? It's
Like,
like,
literally,
no, you're
like,
not seeing this. I just got to help you along the way here. You'll thank me later.
yeah. And it was kind of ironic, like all of the things that just happened. It was very frustrating that it all happened because I'm such a people person and I wanted to create an environment of such a thriving space. But the universe was like, no.
Right now.
So it wasn't actually until I was sort of reintroduced back to the opportunity again from the same person in about July, and we actually reconnected through mother's group because she lived out of town. She'd come in, we'd have sort of started made a bit more conversation, and it wasn't until I saw a reel about must have been a 4-day retreat that she had attended, and it was like, I wanted that.
Yeah.
I wanted that after trying to build a community around me, and I wanted to be a part of it. The energetic side didn't really, I didn't really care. It was, I wanted a community. I wanted like-minded people to be around and have
You know
conversations.
what? I was so like, you know, when I was trying to talk about it to my husband afterwards, he was like, "So what is it? What's the product?" I'm like, "I don't even know. Like,
Don't
I don't know." And he's like, "Well, what do you want to spend that much money on?" You know, he was off. He was like, "Absolutely no way." And I'm looking back, thinking, "Well, you know, if it was the roles reversed, I'd probably be the same." But it was just that vibe. It was that energy. It was that
Yeah.
community feel. I was like, "Oh, I need that."
And that was interesting because the money wasn't even really an issue. Like, even though we sort of had dropped down in income altogether with me not really working, after having like a salon coach, and that really blew up my business when I had it, $20,000 for a coach is a lot for someone who wasn't really making that sort of money.
Yeah.
I knew that investing into something that was going to help not only my environment, once I saw what the product can actually do, then I was like, holy shit, I need this. So it wasn't hard to actually convince my husband because he had seen how much I had grown already with investing money into myself.
Yeah.
And just knowing that it's a Japanese made, we are lovers of like Japan and everything, all that sort of stuff. So we just kind of knew that that was sort of a tick of approval with that sort of thing.
Me.
And it was pretty much from that point, which was, what is it, July? July of 2022, that I've been in the space. So
That's,
wild ride.
oh my gosh, that is so, I love it. And just how you just went off then, you know, at the start, you're like, I'm really nervous, but you just totally went off. I'm like, this is so good.
Wanted to come out today. Perfectly fine.
It. So now you're back hairdressing. And so at home, and then you've got the Enagic on the side, or are they integrated? Like, how have you worked them together?
When I first started with this space, I was sort of aiming it towards mamas. And for a little while there, it just didn't connect with me because I guess having the miscarriages for so long, it took me a while to really connect with the idea that I was a mum
Yeah.
after having my little boy. And it took me a little while after being coached by Lauren Darlington for about a full year We've had gone through some elevations and evolved into so many different aspects of mama, then into salon coaching, which I wanted to play around with because I just hairdressing just speaks to my soul, and I want to be able to connect with those women and come from a similar background. Like if like I just didn't want to have to go to work and then chuck my child into daycare. Like I know that that's a huge thing within like our industry. So now pivoting, it's only really been recently that I want to pivot more towards salon owners, hairdressers, and beauty therapists because I can just, I've done so much research now because there wasn't really much, I'm going to be completely honest. In knowing how vital this, like these products can actually be in a salon has blown my mind. And just knowing how much has sort of changed my own personal journey with using the products. Like I was keen to use them from day dot. Like I ripped them open, put them in, and sort of off I went.
Absolutely. I installed everything myself. I did the K8, the Enespa, everything was leaking. My husband came home. He was like, "What have you done?" He's like, "What tools did you use?" I was like, "I didn't use any tools. I just wiped
Hand
everything in." And
tools.
he was like, "Oh my God, Claire."
Yeah, it was really so crazy to sort of start that journey on it. And then I guess I wasn't really looking at, when I sort of the opportunity of how much money I could make, I was like, okay, I want to get on this. Like it was also the other like tick of approval of like, yeah, I want to make some money because that whole idea of like trying to start my business again, I kind of felt like a bit of a fraud because of like the relationships that I have with these beautiful girls that I sort of had to let go. It sort of ended probably not in the way that I wanted it to, which is really disheartening because I just wanted to send the girls with so much love and hopefully they can move on to their next journey. And guess ours just never continued. But it really did left a bit of a hole of like, what am I doing? How can I do this? How am I going to navigate this with mama life and all that sort of stuff? So I thought, well, that's okay. Let's play around with the idea of selling Enagic as the business opportunity. And I did really well. Like I managed to bring two ex clients in who saw it as a mama opportunity that they can make money within
Awesome.
2 weeks of me being in the business.
It's so similar to me. I brought two people in my first 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Yep.
thank you.
That's crazy.
And
I see it as the universe sending me a sign that this is right. Like I felt in my heart, like I truly, honestly felt in my heart, like this is where I need to be. This is what everything has been guiding me to. Like I have done so many things. Like I'm an accountant by profession. I left accounting, then I went into like commercial finance. Then I left that altogether. I went into life coaching, evolved into business coaching, evolved into leadership facilitation, then had a big breakdown at the end of 2022, and then this opportunity entered my world at the beginning of last year, so a year ago,
Wow.
and I'm just like, oh my God, I feel like this is what everything, all these random things I've done, is what everything has been drawing me to, and then to have two amazing women mamas come and see the opportunity and be like, hell yeah, like I want to be a part of this, like this is incredible. Within that 2 weeks, I was like, all right, thank you, universe. That's you telling me this is the right thing.
And it's so funny you say that because I did also life coaching and some aspects of like healing modalities as well, because I knew that hairdressing is not just a hairdressing thing anymore. It's become a bit more of a soul connection. And yeah, leading on from like having the life coaching, it just kind of works out so well in our space that you're able to help people sort of move on to the next point of their life and not just to feel like this is one option, like hairdressing is just it. There is so much more out there that we're able to be tapped into, and it's so
Oh,
cool.
absolutely. That's the one of the biggest things, and it's I feel it, and every single one in my team feels it as well. It's that kind of rekindled joy, because we've got that feeling of like optimism and possibility back. So many people I speak to have parked their dreams. It's like it's just parked. This is what I'd love to do, but this is where I'm at right now, and I just can't see how I'm going to get there. So it's just parked. And I certainly feel like I'm still, like I'm only 12 months in, like I've building the foundations. I've still got a long way to go before I can say this business has like set me financially free, but I know that it's coming, and I know that like the possibility is there, and that's a really awesome thing to have back, isn't it? That like confidence that everything is going to work out as it's meant to.
Yeah, it's the contagious feeling that you get from other people as well when you do surround yourself. And it's never been more true when they said, like, the five people around you dictate your outcome, like how much more you get pushed. And I think that that's where I was seeking. Like, I was so innovative with all the things that I did within my business, but yet I didn't have anyone to sort of like really next level it to where I wanted to go. Like, we live in the middle of nowhere that's like, oh, maybe 5,000 people in the main town, and then we're a main hub for a lot of people that travel in and out. So it's kind of like trying to bring new flavor into a small area when you're the only person who's trying to do that. And the hairdressing community, I think in rural places, tend to not collaborate really well with each other, which is a shame because there is so much opportunity that could be had with it.
I think it's the same, like, because I'm in a small, oh, I'm on the outskirts of a small town as well. You know, we're sort of like 25 Ks out of a town that's about 7,500 people, so not dissimilar. And but I think like it's industry wide, you know, like retail shops, cafes, like I notice it, and I have conversations with people all the same about how you know, it's like this competitive environment. Like there's only a finite amount of people. So, you know, we can't possibly collaborate and work together. We have to compete against each other. And the amount of times I'm like, oh my God, like if it were just the opposite, like if everyone just worked together, like you could service a small community so much better. And that's what I really love about this Enagic space. Like even like you and I, we're not like financially connected in terms of uplines and downlines and whatever, but yet we're still here having a conversation that's potentially gonna like inspire and educate a whole heap of people. And that's just what I absolutely love. I'm like, let's just ditch all the shit and ditch all the politics and ditch all the competition and just have fun and serve, help people see like a new reality. I love it. I get like drunk on it. I'm like, oh, this is so awesome.
I feel like I have the best conversations with these people. Like, as much as I love my clients, I'm not really a socialite person, so my clients are kind of like my people that I talk to. But there's really as far as you can go with conversations with that, because either none of them have their own businesses or they're in a field where you just don't really connect on. And it was really interesting today. I actually had one of my old clients sort of return, and she started a magic business maybe a year ago with someone else. And just our conversation today has been so different from previous ones that we've ever had before. Like, we talked about just her opportunities of who she can reach and who and how and all of that sort of things. And it was really lovely to have that inspiring conversation in a space. And I want more of those.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I used to run it like a women's networking group. And I'm like, I should start another one up. Like, I love that. Just having women together, like good food, good company, good conversation, like no agendas. It's just uplifting conversation and having a good time. And I just think, yeah, I miss that. So I want to know if you're happy to like evolve and dig in, like how do you use the products in the salon? So you've got both the K8 and the Enespa. How do you use them within your business?
So I've really only been using the Nesp at home. I came in with a three product, the pre three products, the Nesp, okay, and the Ukon. And we've pretty much could only really afford that at the time. And I would actually really love to expand to another Enespa in the salon. And I did some, I just moved it down a couple of weeks back just to kind of figure out how this would all work and how a salon would sort of utilize it, because I haven't actually seen anyone else utilize it until recently. And I noticed within just one day how itchy my body felt on just our town water. And that really blew my mind after, what are we going on, almost 2 years of using the Enespa in the shower itself. I haven't noticed a huge difference in hair, and I still really want to play around with that a bit more. But one of the aspects that I found really mind-blowing when I did a bit of research is my asthma has actually dropped. Like, when I think about that, I've been an asthmatic for like 28 years. Since I was 2 years old, I was diagnosed, and to know that majority of my life I've been on a steroid puffer, and it always felt like it kind of went up and up and up to try and maintain it or keep it balanced somehow. And I've always been kind of an emotional asthmatic as well. So anything that triggered me, that sort of would set it off.
Worse, yep.
And recently, well, it was a couple of months back, I've just decided I wanted to sort of decrease it because I wasn't using it that much. And when I was doing research about it, I was understanding what chlorine actually does to the body, the skin, the hair, and all that sort of stuff. And I know for a huge part of hairdressing, when we say when you go for a dive in the pool, we always say make sure you've got products to like absorb up that product so it's not chewing or creating damage to your hair. And when I understood that chlorine is a vapor once heated up, when if you think if you're in a shower, that water
Of
steaming
course.
up, it is aggravating your lungs. And when I think back to all the times that I've either left a puffer at home and we went on like trips away, my mum would use the shower to steam up the room to help open up my chest.
Yeah,
Little
no
did
kidding.
I know, holy shit, that it was actually aggravating me more. And then we end up in the hospital anyway.
Isn't that interesting? Because I've like always said that in the past, like whenever my kids have been like clogged up, and I remember, I had childhood asthma. I grew out of it, thankfully. But when I was really like in the throes of an attack and stuff, we do the same. Steam up the bathroom, and I'd sit in steam rooms at the swimming pool and stuff like that as well, which is probably all the same water. But yeah, I'd never even thought of that. So showering in the Anespa, which it, we'll use this recording. So for anyone listening, is it takes all the chlorine out of the water, doesn't it? It's a charcoal activated charcoal filter. It takes all of the chlorine out of the water. So showering in that and having that steam has meant that you've been able to use less steroid puffers.
Yeah,
Wow.
probably I'm going a couple of days without really utilizing. Normally, I would find myself in an emotional cycle where I'll like, okay, I need to have it because it was just on repeat. But now I found myself only needing it when I need it,
Wow.
which has been so incredible. Because I guess wanting to go on any sort of health journey and understanding your body and knowing that the medical industry is we won't go there. Just as a money-making machine.
It's a whole other conversation.
Just knowing how much my body doesn't need it and understanding that that was one of the contributing factors of it has actually really blown my mind and making me more determined to try and get people aware of just how bad chlorine is. Like I knew it from the hairdressing aspect and how much it's affecting it, but I never really knew how much skin-wise and internal it was actually affecting.
I'm exactly the same as you, and I'm just starting because, like I said, when I came into the business, I came in for the business side of it. It was as an accountant, it was the commission structure, it was the numbers that kind of sucked me in, and the product. I've got to admit, I'm going to put my hand up. 12 months in, I mean, I've used the product from day one, but only in the last couple of months am I starting to really research. And really start to seek out people who have got stories like yours and things to share the product, because like so many people are like, oh, it's just one of those water filter things, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, move on to the next person kind of thing. I'm like, oh, Claire, you have no idea what
No.
you've got in your kitchen sink, well, laundry sink for us, and our bathroom. But yeah, I mean, we're incredibly lucky where we live. We have our water comes from a mountain spring anyway, so we're not on tap water. So we don't have huge amounts of chlorine in our source water, which is awesome. But whenever we go away anywhere, particularly I notice that we've got family in Canberra, and when I go and stay with like my sister-in-law, I'm like, I can really smell it now. Like in the shower, I'm like, okay, and and then we go and stay anywhere else, I'm like, ooh. My skin, like you said, my skin just instantly kind of goes shh, and itches and gets dry, where you don't get any of that, do you, in
No,
the rest?
definitely not. And just noting like that one time that I moved it down to the salon and just like, oh yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Like you can just stay in there. I noticed instantly I would itch and oh, the feeling was like, nah, Adrian, you need to put back upstairs because I cannot handle that feeling. My clients can deal with it on their heads. It's fine. something that I
K8 you're using in the salon or the K8 water?
Yes. So I don't have it in there because I work from home. So I get to sort of utilize it backwards and forth. So that's been really great. I've noticed just simply by having it, I don't have to purchase bottled water for my clients, let alone even chemicals. And that's probably pretty huge because the salon environment, you always want to keep it to a nice standard of cleaning. And the 2.5 has really been like probably the biggest using factor in the salon. From the brushes to just wiping down the chairs and using the what was the other one? The beauty water, which I've only just sort of really discovered using it for mirrors. I only have one mirror.
Oh, isn't it
Really?
amazing?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I was like, how does this one work? This doesn't make sense. But in when I see it actually working, it was like, wow, that's water.
I
Just
know. Like
water cleaning
I
up.
just did a post like yesterday. I got my two, I've got a 13 and a 10-year-old, both boys, both hate cleaning. And I hate cleaning too. And our house, we have not blitz cleansed our house for a really long time. I'm like, that's it. I cracked the shit. So I was like, we've got to clean. And I'm like, one of you was on window duty, and he's like going around trying, where are the window wipes? Where's the Windex? I'm like, nope, you six. Like, oh. And he's like spraying, and I was like, oh, this actually works really good, doesn't it? I'm like,
And it doesn't smell like the other
Exactly. And then when you get hot and bothered because you've been cleaning windows, you just spritz it on your face instead.
My son likes
I
to take my
literally
little
have
hair.
a bottle of six
Oh,
spritz with me everywhere I go. Almost in every room of the house.
that's too funny. The only other thing that I haven't really played around too much with is probably the 11.5, using it for color remover. That's probably the only other thing that I can think of within the space. There is a whole number of things that I'm sort of working on through an ebook on explaining all the different aspects. But just knowing that I can use the 9.5 water for my clients instead of bottling it. It's like we had a filter on there and it was actually really nice water. Now realizing how much it probably wasn't cleaning out or actually being beneficial for my body, it's kind of, yeah, definitely blown my mind.
Yeah, totally. That's so cool. So there'd be a whole heap of stuff that you're now not buying because you've got
Oh
this in terms of
yeah.
like water for your clients to drink, disinfectants, antiseptics, like you say, brush comb soaks, all the sanitizing stuff for your for the chairs and everything else. Like none of that
Asthma
stuff you're
work.
buying anymore. And that's going to be helping the asthma too, not being around all those chemicals.
Yes, it's definitely decreased it. The products that I use, like color-wise, is definitely a lot more softer to my asthma, so I haven't really had any sort of flare-ups. But it's nice to know that I haven't had to need extra chemicals within my space. I've really tried to bring in an aspect of holistic approach to it, have the incense going, the essential oils, and all that sort of stuff. So knowing that I don't have to bring chemicals in to clean has kind of made it on a whole different ball game as well, which
Yes,
is really cool.
absolutely. I think the more I uncover and the more I learn, like it completely blows my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, like why isn't this spoken about more?
Yes,
It so needs to be.
definitely. So another thing that I was sort of researching even more is where we sort of live is quite cotton related, a lot of crops, and we don't really consider the overhead sprays that land on roofs that go into tanks,
Oh, yeah.
which when I thought about it, we have a lot of bore water as well, so that it's quite high mineralized, all that sort of stuff. But even just the chemicals that sit in the water, as much as you feel like you've got tank clean water, you don't, because of all the chemicals that are being sprayed that have been dispersed all over properties, over roofs, all that sort of stuff, unknowingly, is making a huge effect. So I don't know what sort of chemicals are actually spraying that could be affecting our skin, let alone drinking. So that was like a real big holy moly moment. That's like a let alone hair. Like I guess me knowing so much about hair has probably made me go, okay, well, I need more of this in my salon to tell people, because it's kind of the reason their hair is fading and they're wasting their money is because
Absolutely.
their water's shit.
I've certainly noticed since showering in the Enespa, and I am a big one for using the six as like a conditioning spritz as well. Anyone like what when we're saying numbers, we're meaning like the pH, the K8 produces all different pHs of water, so 6 pH, just ever so slightly acidic, which is the natural pH of our skin anyway. So presumably our hair as well. I don't know.
Yeah,
And
a little bit
so
less.
I use it like all over. I literally just spritz it all over. And I've noticed my hair is so much thicker and stronger. I was getting to the point, like I'm in my mid-40s now. I was getting to the point where like my hair was starting to fall out in clumps in the shower. And I'm like, what the freaking heck is going on here? And so I switched to a natural like shampoo bar, a similar sort of time to the Enespa. And the two combined, I'm like, oh, my hair feels nice again.
Yeah, definitely. So the 6.1 would actually essentially be closing the hair cuticle down, creating that shine, softness, and like reducing split ends, which is really cool.
There you go. There
We've
you go.
actually done a lot of the industry now has moved into acidic based products to try and help close down the cuticle. So a lot of the time when you're using like hair color, for example, it has to go up to 8 pH to blast open that hair cuticle to get it into that hair follicle. And then we use acidic-based products to actually close it back down. So this is where Enespa's the K8 has actually really come in like amazingly, because I can use acidic rinses using the 6.0 to actually close clients' hair back down,
Wow, so instead
which
of
is
putting like
cool.
another sort
I
of
have a
chemical-based
product.
product on top, the
Yeah.
dye, fair enough. It is what it is, but then at least you can minimize the other products that go on top.
Yeah.
How cool is that? And
Yeah,
that's so
absolutely.
that's like a color setter. Like I don't know the terminology, sorry. That's so cool. I love it. Absolutely love it. That's so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
My pleasure.
I absolutely love hearing people's stories about this business and this water. And whilst, there's a part of me that's like, it's all the same. Like everyone loves it. Everyone loves the community. Everyone says the same things. I'm like, won't that get, doesn't that get boring? But I'm like, no, it just further kind of amplifies how cool a space we're in.
Yeah, and it's not just one way of doing it as well, which I've really discovered so much. Like I guess early on, the space that I sort of came in was for mothers who wanted to be able to do more with their children and stuff like that. I still love hairdressing.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have to completely give it up. And there was a part of me during that time I was like, okay, I had to go gung-ho and just do a Natgig and stuff like that. And what I realized after all this, I still love hairdressing. And there's a component of there always will be hairdressing, because it's not something that a robot can take over. And it's something that hairdressers have such a huge amount of, not power or persuasion, but there is an element of trust and thing that you're willing to spend a couple of hours in the salon with them. So to also be able to make an income, as well as being able to help your clients, the ideas behind how much money I can make by helping out the clients is actually insane. And using the legacy platform and the direction of the business is going to outweigh anything that I could even possibly do, because I could work my ass off for 60 plus years, but I'm not going to be able to create such wealth and impact as I would by having a product that's already established, already ready there to go. That
Yeah.
it's just going to make my life 10 times easier, but also make my clients super happy, because these products last forever. Like it's
I know, right?
incredible.
And I'm the same, like being an accountant, like as much as I've like fought it at times in my life, I'm like, that's it, I'm done with numbers. Like it always comes back. I'm always drawn back. And like I was literally talking to a client just before we jumped on, and I'm like, it wasn't the greatest of news that I had to share, but we chatted about it. And she's like, no, it's all good, it's all good. And, is it all right? Have you got capacity? Can I send new clients your way? I'm like, yeah. And I got this buzz. I'm like, no, I do. I really do enjoy this. I don't want it to be an either or. And for me, as an accountant and business coach, like my goal is to help small business owners have a business that meets the needs of their life rather than takes over it. And I'm like, how hypocritical would that be for me to be working 70, 80 hours a week preaching that message?
Yeah.
If I'm like completely burnt out and exhausted and, got to work every hour of the day to make enough money to live the life that I want, I'm like, that's not going to work. So I need something else to exactly like you to be kind of propping things up, and that whole like legacy piece, that whole
Oh,
like,
perfect.
I'm just like, oh my God, I might, even if it takes me 10 years to get to that point in the commission structure, like doing the job I'm doing now, or even, a more senior role, I'm not going to be in a position to be having thousands of dollars drop into my bank account every single month that I can then pass on to my boys. So it will be dropping into their bank account all through their life. I'm like, I'm sorry, but no accounting firm can pay me enough to do that.
And when I looked at the other filtration systems, like there's ones online from going from 100 to maybe 150, you'll only make maybe half of that money. What's the leftover? Like they don't have a future plan that says in 50 years' time that they're still going to be producing that product and giving you a legacy like to work with. Whereas, yes, an AJIC seems expensive, and there is so much more to the business that is going to produce lifelong wealth than anything else. Like, yeah, I could have convinced my clients to kind of go down that path and buy a $150 one, but how long does that last? How long does that filter need to be replaced? How long is that machine, well, that little tiny thing going to actually help benefit what you're doing? Just the technology alone is different. The business structure is different. And I keep coming back to Enagic just offers and outranks anyone else that does filtration in the world. It's
Exactly.
mind-blowing.
Exactly. I was talking to someone this morning in my DMs over on Insta, and she's a part of one of the, the molecular hydrogen bottles. So you put
Oh,
your
yeah.
water in, press the button, and it shoots, however it does it. Ionization process puts, molecular hydrogen through the water. And I'm like, yeah, that's all like awesome. Like I'm all for, I guess, products like that coming onto the market, because it's going to start opening up more conversations. More people are going to be able to afford the $100, $150 bottles or whatever they cost as compared to this. But I would love to see it as like a stepping stone. I'd love to see the education then back everything up. So it's like, okay, well, I describe those bottles as like a cooler bag with an ice brick in it for like keeping your lunch cool through the day. Like it starts off really great, but then as the day progresses, like your lunch is like lukewarm and whatever temperature your car is, sort of thing. Whereas like the K8 is like the angle that you plug in, and it's like cold all day, and it just keeps going all the time, and it will last for friggin' ever. Whereas your ice brick is done in like 24 hours, less than, so that it kind of does the same job to start with, but it's kind of on a much smaller, much less efficient scale. That's kind of the analogy I'm working with at the moment till I come up with a better one.
Definitely so. And you can't, like, when we look at a lot of the science and a lot of the videos that we're being able to be produced as well, like knowing that that hydrogen one doesn't actually produce the same amount of hydrogen as what the K8 is. While yes, you're getting a small dosage of it, the money that you make from it within Enagic kind of outweighs anything, which is pretty incredible. Like once you further sort of like go throughout Enagic and rank up with each time, it just blows my mind that you can just make insane money with a filtration system that we all need and use.
I know, right?
Guess we're going in now.
I reckon like I could just keep talking. Like, what do you think of this? What do you think? Have you heard of this? And I recently came across the Molecular Hydrogen Institute. So I'm like, ooh, and there's some interesting trainings and things that they've got on their website. So yeah, I don't know if you've come across that in your research, but that's something that I'm going to look into a little bit more as well. Not that I need a qualification or anything like that, but I'm like, I feel I want to understand the science behind it a little bit more, just so I can explain it a little bit better, because it's so much more than a water filter, isn't it? And
Oh,
it
easily.
got the capacity to completely, like, my sort of ethos is health, wealth, and self. So it's, to be the best woman, like to be the best. My podcast is called Fierce Woman Rising. To be that fierce woman, we need to be healthy, we need to be strong in our own minds, and we need to be wealthy. And I don't mean like rich and snobby and greedy and whatnot, but we need the money to give us the choices to live the life that we want to live. Like, you can't have a beautiful a beautiful acreage property that's completely self-sufficient without money, because it costs freaking hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to buy that property in the first place. And so that's what I love, this health, wealth, self, and this business just completely fits that. And that's what I
Everything.
mean by, I'm like, I feel I've come all full circle to here for a reason, because this was what I needed to discover at this point in my life. And I'm just like, so grateful.
Oh, spoken so true.
Yeah.
So true.
It. I love it. That's such a cool conversation. Thank you.
Pleasure.
This is what I love so much about our online community. Every single person that I meet who is within the Enagic community is so open and so generous and so willing to share and so willing to serve. You know, we spoke about it last week with Leanne. There is no competition in this space. Like, there is this attitude of abundance, this energy of there's always enoughness. You know, we don't have to keep things to ourselves. We don't have to keep within our own downline. We don't have to like keep secret squirrel secrets. Like, it's all abundance. It's all overflow. It is all giving. It is all receiving. It is all flow. And I think it's just amazingly, ironic that we're in a water business, and there is so much overflow, and there is so many positive ripples that just flow out to everybody who touches our community in any way. And I'm just loving the water analogies at the moment that I'm noticing around this business. I think it's freaking phenomenal. So I hope you enjoyed that really impromptu conversation. It wasn't one that we were going to make as a podcast. We were going to have an initial chat and just sort of then make some arrangements to record the podcast. But as I say, I'm really glad that I hit record at the start of the chat, because there was just so much gold that Ebony shared from such a raw an open place, and I think it was just too good not to share. So I would love to know what you loved about that episode. What did you take away? What were your favorite parts? And if there is anyone in your network that you think needs to hear this conversation, then please, please share, because I really want to spread the love. I really want to spread the business of Enagic, and I really want to spread the Fierce Woman Rising movement. The fact that every single woman listening to this podcast, or man, if you're a man, every single person listening to this podcast has the right to want more. You don't have to settle. We don't live in a time where we need to settle, where we need to struggle anymore. And I'm not saying that you start this business and everything's going to be dandy in the next week. It doesn't happen quite like that, but at least you have a vehicle that within a few short years can lead you to a life that right now you can probably only half dream of. And that, to me, that possibility, like we spoke about in this conversation with Ebony, that possibility, that potential, is so, so powerful, and it ripples into so many different areas of your life. And I'm just so excited and just never going to stop talking about this, because I think it's an absolutely incredible opportunity. So let me know what you loved about this conversation. Share it with someone in your network that you think needs to hear it. And if you are ready to learn more about what this incredible business opportunity or what these incredible products could do for you, then reach out. There's a DM me link in the show notes to this episode. Reach out and let's have a chat. That's all it takes. It's reaching out and having a chat, and it could be the best decision you have ever made. Alrighty, that is all from me for this week. So until next time, bye bye.